Money Time with Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth. Good morning, Andrew.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
We'll kick off with the CPI. A bit of a surprise here.
Yeah, it was an interesting day for financial markets yesterday, Mike. Lots going on, lots of drama, if you can call the consumer price index drama full. But, you know, we've got to make our life exciting somehow, don't we, Mike?
That's now, right.
Yes, now CPI for the first quarter. So, yeah, we did get a bit of a surprise with the CPI outcome, a little bit weaker than expected. The quarterly number rose 0.1%. So, you know, just a fraction above zero. And annual inflation slowed to 1.5%. Now, median expectations were for an increase for the quarter of 0.3%. So under that. So there was a large bit of that was a reduction in fuel prices over the quarter. They were down 7%, or we saw a 7% drop in prices. Now, look at the headline level, this does paint a picture of pretty subdued consumer price inflation, but there is a view that at the core, if you take off some of the one-off factors, that inflation may be not quite as weak as the headline number suggests, but I think we can probably say that domestic inflation pressures are only rising gradually, and that we're still getting a reasonable offset between what we call tradable and non-tradable inflation. Now, market response, quite material actually, Mike. The New Zealand dollar fell quite sharply. When we spoke yesterday morning, Kiwi dollar was trading at about 0.6755, yeah. Strengthened about 20 basis points to 67.75 prior to the release, but then boom, down to, fell almost a whole big figure, down to 0.6668, bounced back a little bit, got to around 67 cents, interest rates fell. They're still a little bit above where they were, where they fell to after the RBNZ easing announcement. So you had fuel falling in there, you had a seasonal decline in international airfares, there was an increase during that period in tobacco prices as well. But Mike, what this has done is it's bringing into focus the argument for when a move lower in the official cash rate is likely, if we're going to see one. People are now starting to talk about perhaps a move in May. Analysts probably still a little bit divided over that. So that's the next big issue.
Yeah, it certainly can't be that far away. Yeah. Okay, now the CGT capitulation. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, we need to talk about it, don't we? We do need to cover it off. CGT or no CGT? Well, it has produced. I'm interested in the fact that it's produced some sort of polarisation amongst New Zealanders. Mike, I was with a group that I belonged to last night, and when this topic came up, there was quite a robust conversation ensued. Now, and that's good though, because it's forcing people to be, you know, to be informed and to think about this stuff. Call from the government not on their watch. It looks buried as a Labour Party policy platform now, doesn't it? Electoral support was the issue there. And you have to read from this that there just wasn't support from certain coalition partners. I mean, not that it makes any difference at all now, Mike, but my view is that for a CGT to be fair, it has in its very nature to be complicated. Yeah. And my response to the tax working group and their recommendation, the document, was they tried to make CGT simple, and I just don't think it can be simple. Did it impact on financial markets? Well, yeah, the poor old New Zealand dollar getting whipped around on the day, actually. So we said it went down after the CPI. Well, it jumped back up again when this thing came out. No action on investment property. So what we've got to wait and see now, whether, Mike, this gives a bit of a boost to the residential property market, because it could just give a tick back up, put a bit of confidence into that market. We've been talking lately about the retirement village sector as well. If I look at the NZX 50 yesterday, Somerset Group, MetLife Care, retirement village operators, both jumped about 4%. But Mike, the yes. NZX closed up 74 points, 9,982, very close to 10,000. We're going to have a 10K party. We're going to have to pop the champagne when we get the NZX 50 through 10,000.
Book me in, absolutely. Give us some numbers, Andrew.
26,439 on the Dow Jones, down small. The S&P 500 also down a few points at 2899, and the Nasdaq also down a few points, 7989. FTSE 100 up one yesterday, 7471. The Nikkei 22,278, up 56. Shanghai Composite, we got some good economic data out of China yesterday. Their market, though, only closed up 9 points at 3263. The ASX 200 down 21, 6256. And as I said, we gained 74 points on the NZX 50 yesterday, closing at 9,982. On the currencies this morning now, now. We're sitting just over 67 cents on the US dollar, 0.6720, 0.9370 Aussie, 0.5945 euro, 0.5152 pounds, 75.27 yen. Gold trading at $1,274, and Brent crude relatively unchanged, $71.71.
I'm sure the Kiwi will be looking forward to a bit of a lie down over the Easter break. I hope you have a, I hope you have a good one too, Andrew.
I will, mate. You too.
Cheers. Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth, the website jmiwealth.co.nz.